I am addicted to chess. All the chess games out there, especially on my phone, are too slow now. You make a move, 5 seconds later, you know, the move goes across. So what I built, I used JavaScript, Node.js, Socket.io, Azure, and some JavaScript libraries that are out there for chess to build real chess. It's a real-time chess game. As soon as you touch that piece, you watch it update in real time as the other person's playing. I always have three or four things going. You know, they're partially built, and then I'll finish something else while I'm starting another thing. It's just who I am. And anytime something new comes out, I've got to try it out and, you know, try to create something with it, just because, you know, that's what I do. I'm an engineer. I have a pretty non-traditional background. I was an engineer on the Windows team for 10 years. So I made like the copy dialog and the Windows File Explorer and the touch keyboard in Windows 8.1. So like I was an engineer as a professional, and then I also just build stuff in my spare time. And actually the gap between what we do at Microsoft and what we do in the corporate setting is not that far from what you can do in your own house. Like you can actually do all of the same sorts of cool things that require massive engineering teams just by yourself with, you know, leveraging what's out there in open source or going to a hackathon. You can do amazing stuff. So don't feel like you need to join a company to build something amazing. You can do that now. I mean, obviously it's great at a company, but you can do that on your own and there's nothing stopping you. So what you get is this real-time experience like you see in some of the chess halls or Washington Square Park in New York City, where people are making moves and you see them update instantly.